For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
China has agreed to reclassify fentanyl as a controlled substance in what the White House is calling a wonderful humanitarian gesture after the much-anticipated talks Saturday between U.S. President Donald Trump and China's president in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
What he will be doing to fentanyl could be a game-changer for the United States and what fentanyl is doing to our country in terms of killing people, because he's agreed to put it at the highest level of crime.
China's foreign ministry said China has decided to schedule the entire category of fentanyl-type substances as controlled substances and start the process of revising relevant laws and regulations. Both leaders also agreed Saturday to halt new trade tariffs for 90 days, and Vice Admiral Scott Stirney, the head of U.S. Navy operations in the Middle East, was found dead Saturday in his residence in Bahrain, according to the Navy, an apparent suicide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.